Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Millions of low-income and undocumented Californians will get stimulus payments under a pandemic relief deal hammered out by the governor and state lawmakers. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has the details.
The $9.6 billion deal includes one-time $600 payments to low-income and undocumented workers. If approved, those who qualify will receive the payments with their 2020 tax returns. The relief package also includes more than $2 billion in grants to small businesses. There's also money for child care providers, food banks, and state universities that dealt with budget cuts last year. Lawmakers and Governor Gavin Newsom announced the deal after more than a month of negotiating. They plan to vote on the package in the coming weeks. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
With efforts to recall Governor Gavin Newsom gaining traction in recent years, Californians may be participating in another statewide election this year. Recent legislative action could mean all voters will receive mail-in ballots once again. KLW's Vivian Bosu-Skinner has more.
State lawmakers passed a bill Tuesday that would require all active registered voters to receive a mail-in ballot ahead of the election. It now goes to the governor's desk. It's one of many things Newsom's thinking about, including the campaign to recall him. That effort has been around since before the pandemic hit California last year and was originally based on frustrations with his handling of homelessness and the state's housing crisis. California requires just under 1.5 million valid signatures by March 17th in order to put the recall on the ballot. Supporters say they have the signatures, but they still need to be officially counted and validated. If enough are confirmed, there would be a new election in November. So far, two Republicans have stepped up to challenge Newsom if the election moves forward. Californians in two districts will already be voting in special elections. They'll fill vacancies left when Governor Newsom appointed State Senator Shirley Weber to be Secretary of State, and Holly Mitchell left her state Senate seat and was elected to the LA County Board of Supervisors. It all leaves counties that are already dealing with tight budgets wondering how they'll pay for yet another election this year. In Berkeley, I'm Vivian Bosu-Skinner, KALW News.
The number of visitors to Yosemite National Park last year plunged by almost half. Reporter Rich Ybarra tells us it wasn't just the pandemic, but rather a series of closures.
In 2019, Yosemite hosted 4.5 million campers, tourists, and day visitors. Last year, only 2.3 million visitors roamed Yosemite's valley floor, climbed its 750 hiking trails, and stood beneath the park's towering waterfalls, the lowest attendance in 35 years. What turned the flow of visitors to a trickle included smoke from wildfires and the pandemic, which closed the park from March to June. Scott Gedeman has been a ranger at Yosemite for over 25 years. He says even now, the park's reservation system is keeping the number of visitors at half of normal.
And it was successful. People came in. We didn't have shuttle buses, but they were able to park, get around. People were good about social distancing.
Gedeman says that reservation system will stay in place and work with local health officials to keep the public safe. In Stockton, I'm Rich Ybarra.